So I've been planning this message for a couple of weeks now, but while I was away, there was a word spoken out here. Simone sent a link, and I was like, oh, interesting. That's exactly my key scripture for this sermon series. Just a two-week series this week and next week. And then when Pastor Joel began his sermon, he asked a question that was exactly linked with where I thought I was going, which is a real simple one. What do you think God thinks about you? What do you feel about God? Is he angry, looking for ways to get back at you for your mistakes, for your failures, for your rebellions and your transgressions and all the things that you might not quite have done what you should have done? Or do you really understand the heart of God? Do you think you've been rejected because of one too many sins, especially now you're a Christian and you've still sinned? You see, not one of us, even as Christians, has yet led a perfect life. But God is wanting to work with us more and more every day. And, you know, when we're... You only have to have a police car pull behind you. And what are you thinking? When those lights start flashing, you're checking your speed, you're checking this, you're checking that. It's like, what have I got in the car? You're not going, it can't be me, he must be after someone else. You see, that's how guilt works in our hearts. We are so programmed that we don't deserve anything. The programming in our minds, the programming of society, the work of the devil, because there's no other word for it, in our lives is God hates you, that's why he's after you. When God says something so, so different, he says, I love you. I want you. I care for you. In fact, in 1 Peter 5, verse 22, it actually says, cast your cares on me because I hate you. That doesn't sound right, does it? Cast your cares on you because I really want to beat you up. Cast your cares because I really couldn't care less. Doesn't sound right, does it? What does it say? Let's say it together. Cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for me. Turn that around. Let's say that again. Cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for me. See, that's such a powerful thing for us to read and so hard for us to believe every time we look at ourselves. Every time we're just focusing on how we feel, on what's going on with us, we see the idea of that police car behind us. There's someone watching. They're going to get us. The slightest thing we do, we're done. I mean, in some ways that's good. It helps us not do certain stuff. I mean, I've not really been into shoplifting because I always saw that I'd be the one person, if I ever tried it, I was bound to get caught on the way out. I just did certain other sins that were even worse. But I won't go into that. You see, this is our impression. And you see, that verse of scripture that it says anxiety in the NIV, or cares, anxiety, which speaks about the things that press on our minds. And so I've titled this sermon series, Stress Busters. Because God wants us to stop stressing. Not just take a chill pill, but learn how to handle stress of life. It affects bodies, doesn't it? You know, we've got a doctor in the house, and you know that one of the biggest things that affects people's bodies is stress. Heart disease, how much of heart disease is not just the physicality. Why is it people who are lean and slim and eat all the right stuff still get heart disease? You see, you don't have to just be overweight. It's not just overweight that will cause these things. But the stresses, the strains on the heart get outworked in arthritis, in heart disease and every kind of other problems. So much is related to it. And unforgiveness is a big part of the stress as well. But you see, that echo in Psalm 55, verse 22, is where Peter was quoting from. He says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. In fact, he will never let the righteous fail. That's Psalm 55, verse 22. The echo that Peter then was speaking out. You see, why did Peter not emphasize the righteous bit? In the Old Testament, the righteousness disqualified you. Whereas for us, we're not going, am I okay? Am I going to receive? That righteousness has been outworked, has been expressed in Christ. We have a whole different starting point. Christ is our righteousness. That is a qualification from heaven to us that never needs to be checked again. You see, when I do a CV, I only go on what's my recent experiences. They're not really interested in my exam results from 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's not quite 40 years ago. I'm not quite that old. But you know, the life of God in us, God isn't going, let's just test whether Jesus is in them. No, the Holy Spirit himself says, I'm a son. The Holy Spirit confirms to me. He's not confirming to God. The Holy Spirit is God. So the Holy Spirit is confirming to me, I'm a son. To you, you are a daughter, a son of God, the Most High. He cares. You see, that identity, that place of righteousness, is what we usually think will disqualify us from receiving, instead of that being our qualification to receive. All the time, the devil is a liar. He hates you. He never tells you the truth. It is impossible for the devil to tell you the truth. It's counter his nature. It's counter how he behaves. I'm just checking because I think we've got some problems with translation at the back. Do you need to move up the front and start translating with me? We're just checking what's happening here. All right. Praise God for people that are willing to help. So, come on, Arman. You have to stand with me. You've got to translate with me. What I do, you do. All right. You see, the power of God is to us and for us. God wants us to understand his goodness. It says he will never let the righteous fail.
و هیچ وقت اجازه نمیده این قضاوت و این وجود مقدسش در ما از بین بره.
That's you and me.
ما اون طبیعتا میشیم ما و شما.
I'm the righteousness of Christ.
پس من یک فرد مقدسم در خداوند.
Can you say that?
شما نمیتونیم بگیم بلند.
I'm the righteousness of Christ.
من یک فرد مقدس شده در خداوندم.
I really don't think you believe it.
شاید احساس میکنم که اینو باور نداشته باشیم.
You're muttering it.
If
you believed it, you'd be shouting like me, I'm the righteousness of Christ! Where's the echo from the Farsi?
Guys.
I'm the righteousness of Christ! Amen! You see, when we receive Christ, we took that question mark away. Can I receive? That's Jesus said that to the leper. When the leper came to him and said, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
و وقتی که لپا از ایشون رو پرسید و گفت که اگر تو منو باور داری پس منو میتونی تمیز کنی.
Jesus said I am willing.
و خداوندم در پاسخ گفت
که He just removed the question mark.
سوال پاک کرد.
He removed the question mark.
و گفت این سوال پاک کرد.
You see, this is the stress buster part that I want us to really start to receive. The stresses of life.
In فشارهایی که روی زندگیه و اون چیزی که من روش تاکید میکنم و بازم میگم که فشارهای زندگی.
They come because of uncertainty.
و موقعیتی که به وجود میاد تو زندگیمون که عدم تطبیق و عدم جدیت رو به وجود میاره.
When you know you're going to get paid your salary, do you think there's a problem?
مشکلی به وجود نمیاد. یعنی شما اینو در نظر بگیرید که وقتی میدید حقوقتون رو قرار دریافت کنید، آیا دچار استرس و نگرانی میشید؟
The only stress comes when you don't know if you're going to get paid.
و خب استرس زمانی به وجود میاد که شما میدونید قرار نیست اون حقوقتون رو مزیت رو دریافت کنید یا مزیتتون رو بگیرید.
When you have a job.
زمانی که شما شغل دارید.
You're not thinking most of the time am I going to lose my job?
اغلب اوقات به این موضوع فکر نمی‌کنید که آیا قرار شغلتون رو از دست بدید یا نه.
Especially when your boss is saying, "Oh, you're doing a good job."
مخصوصاً زمانی که شما رهبر کارتون حالا یا صاحب کارتون داره ازتون تعریف می‌کنه و
The job itself might cause you some stress, but you're not worrying about your future.
و توی این موضوع کاری حالا شاید خودش رو بستگی به نوع شغل و نحوه کارتون یک مقدار برای شما تولید استرس بکنه ولی
The worry comes when you begin to go, I'm not sure if my job's going to be here next week.
اما نگرانی زمانی ساته میشه و به وجود میاد که شما احساس نگرانی کنید و بگید که شاید هفته ی آینده من این شغل رو نداشته باشم.
I'm not sure whether I'm going to get paid.
اینکه مطمئن نیستم قرار من حقوقم رو بخوام دریافت کنم.
We then start to worry.
بعد از اونه که استرس و این نگرانی ها پیش میاد.
But you see, when we're certain about things, we don't worry.
اما زمانی که ما مطمئنیم درباره مسائل، طبیعتاً نگرانی از نمی‌کنیم.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
خب نکته اینجا اینه که ایمان داشتن نتیجه و بازخورد اون چیزیه که ما به دست میاریم از کار.
In other words, faith sees things as done, not to do.
به معنای بهتر و تعبیر بهتر ایمان یعنی که مسائل و مشکلات رو به نحوه درست دیدن یعنی انجام شده دیدن.
But you see, every parent wants a good future for themselves, for their kids.
و طبیعتاً هر خانواده ای، هر پدر و مادری دوست داره آینده فرزندش رو موفق ببینه.
And our heavenly father wants the same.
و پدر آسمانی ما همینه، هم طبیعتاً زندگی ما رو موفق می‌کنه.
So he speaks to us in the scriptures wanting us to get our heads right.
و برای همین توی آیات و کلام خودش همیشه با ما درست صحبت کرده و طوری به ما نقطه و پنج و اندازه رو گفته.
In James.
زندگی رو درست بگیم در یعقوب.
In James 4.
در یعقوب 4.
James writes and he says in verse 13 or 14 he says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money, why, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow."
و خب توی این آیه بهشون میگه گوش فرا بدید و ببینید که برای فردای شما چه اتفاقاتی هست، چه شهری هستیم، چه جایی هستیم و در سال آینده در چه کشوری هستیم. ما افراد خواهیم بود که شغل ها رو به وجود میاریم، درآمدزایی میکنیم، چون که نمیدونه فردا و آینده ما چه چیزی خواهد بود.
King Solomon had this same thinking in his mind because he tried all kinds of things.
پادشاه سلیمان یا سلیمان نبی هم همین رو در نظر گرفته بود. بخوام اینکه یک فرد با خرد بود، همین موضوع رو در نظر خودش داشت.
He's described as the wisest man in all the world.
و همینطور که خیلی از دوستان شاید بدونن میدونن که معروف به کسی شدن توی کتاب مقدس به عنوان یکی از خردمندترین و آگاه‌ترین انسان‌های تاریخ مد.
Until Jesus came.
تا قبل از اینکه عیسی خداوند.
You see, he studied and he tried everything. He tried pleasure. He tried denial.
و انواع اقسام روش‌های مختلف رو انجام داد. تحصیلات عالیه داشتش. فلسفه کار کرده بود.
He tried what was good. He tried what was bad.
تمام مسائل رو امتحان کرده بود. چیزهای خوب رو فرا گرفته بود. چیزهای بد رو رفته بود و نگاه کرده بود.
In fact, he actually said that he denied himself nothing.
و خب یک تفکر فلسفی داشته پشتش و همیشه میگفتی که خودش رو همیشه خودش رد میکرد.
But we have proverbs in the Bible.
و خب ما یک مثال داریم توی کتاب مقدس و اون امثال دیگه.
And we have Ecclesiastes.
و بعد از اون کتاب جامعه رو داریم میگه.
And in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2, He says, meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Can you hear yourself? Why am I doing this? What are my kids doing? What's my husband doing? That's only Claire. None of you would ever say that about your husband. I know what I'm like. But it says, it goes on then in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 11. And if you can't remember where that is, it's the end of Proverbs before you get into Isaiah. And this great king, he wrote, when I surveyed all my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
میگه زمانی که من تمام تلاشمو میکنم و با داستان خودم به دنبال این بودم که به موفقیت برسم، همه چیز به نظر من بی‌معنی بود. حتی دنبال باد میگشتم ولی دیدم که باد حتی زیر قدرت خورشید معنی نداره.
And if you think the book stays like that, you wouldn't want to ever read it, but fortunately it does go on to some other stuff.
اگر فکر میکنید که کتاب رو همین ادبیات و همین منوال بنا شده و جلو میره، فکر غلطی کردید. بخاطر اینکه یک مقدار قشنگ‌تر هم میشه، ولی خب
because in verse 26 of that same chapter, few, he starts saying something. He says, to the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness.
بعد آیات بعدتر خب میگه نظریاتش عوض میشه و توی همون باب 2 آیه 26 میاد میگه که برای فرد و انسانی که خداوند رو خوشنود کنه ما بهش خرد دانش و شادی میبخشیم.
But to the sinner he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God.
ولی برای فردی که گناهکاره خداوند روش دیگری انتخاب میکنه، روش انتخاب میکنه که بیاد و تمام درآمدها و تمام ثروتی رو که میتونه جمع کنه، یک جا جمع کنه و به فردی که میتونه خداوند رو خوشنود کنه ببخشه.
Isn't that important for us to know whether we're pleasing God or not?
و این نکته مهمی هایی برای ما خواهد بود یا نه که بتونیم خداوند رو خوشنود کنیم.
Because if you're pleasing God, then your work is producing for you, not for others. In fact, God wants to bless you so much that you have more than enough for you that you can begin to bless others.
یعنی که خداوند میخواد شما اینقدر برکت دریافت کنید و سرشار از برکت خداوندی بشید که نه تنها خودتون رو سیراب کنید بلکه از این برکتی که دریافت کردید افراد دیگر هم سیراب کنید.
Not that you store up to give to others, but you are overflowing to others.
این به این معنی که نه تنها شما به اندازه کافی ذخیره داشته باشید که به فرد دیگری ببخشید، بلکه شما سرشار شدید، لبریز شدید از وجود خداوندی.
So the righteous, they overflow. The unrighteous store up for someone else to get it. That totally sounds like stress to me. What am I doing? Am I doing it right? You know, even as Christians, we can think like this. Stress. And God's going, I know the plans I have for you. You know, Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
29, verse 11.
Yeah, my notes are guidance only.
Yeah.
We're just adding extra bits in, you know. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
خب خداوند این کتاب خیلی عزیز به ما میگه، همیشه میگه که من برای شما نقشه دارم، نقشه برای نجات شما، آزاد کردن شما و موفقیت بخشیدن آینده شما.
How many of you say that about yourself? God knows the plan. You see, when the psalmist was speaking and looking out at the world in Psalm 73, he He got confused. He said, I nearly slipped. I nearly fell.
و داشت میگفت که من احساس کردم که نزدیک بود بخوابم، نزدیک بود خوابم نبره.
They don't struggle. They can do what they want. The arrogant, the pride.
و خب اون افرادی که دچار غرور زیاد هستن هیچ مشکلی ندارن، میتونن هر کاری دلشون میخواد انجام بدن، آزادن که هر کاری میخوان.
And he said it was oppressive. It was like stress to me.
ولی شرایط برایشون فرق داشت، شرایط سختی بود، استرس برایشون غالب کرده بود و فشار برشون وارد شده بود.
You know, when you go into work, do you see other people's success and start to stress that you're going to fail?
و خب آیا برای زندگی ما میشه وقتی که موفقیت یک فرد دیگر رو ببینیم یا اینکه ببینیم یک فردی که کارش داد موفقه، آیا ما دچار استرس میشیم و فشار روانی بهمون وارد میشه؟
You know, parents with their kids, you know, the exams, they're getting ready for them. It's like, have you remembered? Have you studied? Have you? What are you doing? You're stressing your kids.
و خب وقتی که زمان امتحانات فرزندان مثلا فرا میرسه و پدر و مادران نگران میشن، شروع می‌کنن به فرزندانشون توصیه کردن و فشار وارد کردن که درس رو خوندی، آماده‌ای؟
Stress affects our minds.
وقتی اینکه باور داشته باشیم نگران باشیم، استرس فشار روانی به ذهن ما ایجاد می‌کنه.
In fact, it actually reduces our mental capacity.
و به واسطه فشاری که وارد میکنه به قدرت فکری ما، توانایی فکری ما رو به سمت پایین تقلیل میده.
This is why it's counterproductive to stress your kids. You have to help them to receive peace so that their minds will then retain what they're learning.
و برای همین که توصیه میکنیم و همیشه گفتیم و در مسیح هم گفتیم که با آرامش تولید کردن و دعا کردن و آرامش ایجاد کردن، میتونیم شرایطی ایجاد کنیم که فرزندان بهتر بشن در کاری که میکنن.
Now this morning I'm just laying a quick foundation. We'll look at this a little bit more next week.
الان توی موضوع اصلی این بیانات هستیم، برای همین هفته آینده بیشتر روی این موضوع صحبت میکنیم، برای همین گذری زدیم.
But the psalmist wrote, "It was oppressive to me until I entered your sanctuary and saw their destiny."
و خب این جزء همین بیانات بوده و زمانی که سلیمان بیان کرده و گفته که تا زمانی که من به محل عبادتگاه تو وارد شدم و دیدم که اون راه و اون مسیری که تو برای من انتخاب کردی چه مسیریه.
In fact, you know, in Matthew, Jesus said something very similar. He said, I tell you, don't worry about your life, Matthew 6.
و خب توی متی 6 عیسی مسیح به نوعی دیگه همین حرف رو بیان کرده و گفته که من به شما میگم که برای زندگی خودتون نگران نباشید.
Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to wear.
نگران این نباشید که چی چیزی قراره بخورید، بپوشید و یا بیاشامید.
It's kind of, you know, designer clothes and all the rest of it.
و خب برای ما خیلی سخته دیگه خود اینکه لباسهای دیزاینر برند اگه بخواید.
What a great testimony to hear. Prayed about a school uniform.
چقدر موعظه قشنگی بود و چقدر شهادت زیبایی بود که براش دعا کردیم که برای یک لباس مدرسه، برای یک school uniform دعا کنیم.
Had the money only for second hand until the Lord supplied.
فقط هزینه و شرایط مالیش برای خریدن یک لباس دست دوم مهیا بود، ولی خداوند همه هزینه رو به وجود آورد و تقبل کرد.
God doesn't want us living with second hand.
چون خداوند واقعا نمیخواد که ما با یک جنس دست دومی حتی زندگی کنیم.
Yeah. In fact, the scripture actually teaches if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best in the land.
و خداوند در کلام خودش هم گفته اگر که شما اراده داشته باشید و اطاعت پذیر باشید و مطیع باشید و باور داشته باشید، شما به بهترین ها در زمین میرسید.
But that verse in Matthew 6, in verse 24 onwards, it says, "Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life?"
و خب حالا آیه جلوتر میاد و در آیه 26 همون باب 6 متی خداوند میگه که یکی از شما هست که بتونه به من بگه که با داشتن نگرانی بیشتر و استرس بیشتر یک ساعت از زندگیشو به خودش اضافه کنه.
In fact, the worry actually will take an hour from your life.
بلکه دقیقاً معکوس می‌خواهد بود و این استرس و این فشار نگرانی باعث می‌شه که ساعت‌های زیادی و حتی یک ساعت از زندگی شما کاسته بشه.
Paul, when he writes, he's writing from that place of righteousness of being qualified despite his behavior with the early church.
و خب اگه پولس رو در نظر بگیرید و شرایط شغلی که قبل از مسیحیت داشت، می‌بینید که با توجه به اون شغلش دقیقاً در جایگاه مخالف قرار گرفت و یکی از بالاترین و عالی‌ترین رتبه‌های مسیحی رو به دست آورد.
I mean, Paul called himself the greatest of sinners because he attacked the church and killed people.
و خب پول همیشه خودش رو به عنوان بزرگترین گناهکار بین گناهکاران می‌دونست، چون همیشه کارش کاری بود که به مسیحی‌ها هم می‌کرد و کلیسایی‌ها هم.
But he wrote in Romans 14, he said, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
و خب توی رومیان 14:17 خود پولس مطلب بیان کرد و گفت پادشاهی خداوند شامل حال افرادی نمیشه که به فکر نوشیدن و آشام میگن باشن، بلکه برای افرادی که به فکر برکت خداوند تقدیس شادی و قدرت روح القدس باشن.
And we just looked at the righteousness bit, so I'm not going to get stuck there.
و خب درباره این قسمت تقدیس شده
و مقدس شدن
خداوند صحبت نمی‌کنیم، بعدا بهش برمیگردیم.
But I'm going to look at the joy bit a little bit this morning.
اجازه بدید حالا بیشتر بریم و فوکوس کنیم درباره موضوع لذت.
In Proverbs 17:22, it says, "A happy heart," this is the Amplified version, "is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones."
توی امثال 17:22 خداوند میگه که فردی که شادمان باشه قلبش برای قلبش مثل یک داروه، و فردی که با شادی ذهنش رو جلو ببره باعث میشه که شفا رو دریافت کنه، ولی روحی که بیمار باشه و مریض باشه مثل استخونی میمونه که در حال خرد شدنه.
You know, hey, this is a good verse for anyone. Osteoporosis, whatever you say that, the dryness in the bones. Hey, full of joy, you won't have that as a problem.
و این یه آیه خیلی خوبه برای افرادی که میخوام دعا کنید. افرادی که دچار خشکی استخوان هستن و از استخوان دارن درد استخوان دارن رنج میبرن. شادمان باشه چون استخوان
هست. That's a word for someone. Hey, don't be afraid. Maybe your parents had it. Maybe people you know have got it. The Psalm 91 says, 1,000 fall at one side, 10,000 at the other side, but it will not come near you.
باز هم اونها به سمت شما رفت سفار نمیشن، به سمت شما هم لبر نمیشن.
Yeah, we need to receive by faith some of these things.
بخاطر اینکه ما نیاز داریم به واسطه از ایمانمون بسیاری از این چیزها.
Even something like our bones.
حتی چیزهای مثل استخوان‌های ما.
See, Proverbs tells me that the word brings healing to my bones. Health to my whole body.
کتاب امثال به ما توصیه میکنه و به ما میگه، میگه که شادی در خداوند سلامتی رو به استخوان‌های ما و به اندام ما برمیگردونه.
Yeah, but you see, scientists have found that laughter is actually really helpful for cancer survivors. Strugglers.
Laughter.
In fact, there are certain places where there's cancer treatment in the States, and they have a laughter room.
و خب بسیاری از بیمارستان‌ها و جایهایی که برای مرکز درمانی سرطان هستند، محیط‌هایی تهیه کردن که درش مکان‌هایی هست برای خندیدن و شاد.
They just get people in and they show them all kinds of funny clips and just get them laughing.
و خب سعی می‌کنن افراد مریض رو توی محل بیارن و شروع کنن با روش‌های مختلفشون دادن کلیپ‌ها یا کارهای سرگرم کننده واسه خنده‌شون باشن.
In fact, actually, scientists have found that laughter actually triggers endorphins in your body.
و خب به این نتیجه رسیدم با تلاشایی که کردن، آزمایشایی که داشتن، که با خندیدن بسیاری از این سلول‌ها به سمت بهبودی در حرکت ها.
That's the endorphins is the natural feel happy drug that your body makes.
این یعنی سلول‌ها به خاطر فعالیتایی که می‌کنن باعث به روند بهبودی جسم
میشن. You can just hear something. Like, I'm just going to show a video very quickly. Anyone not smiling? It's infectious. You know, it's hard to watch that, even second, third, 600th time, without beginning to laugh. If you're on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen that video already. But if you think about it, didn't that make you instantly start feeling a little bit happier? Just because you watch something stupid. In fact, science has actually shown that that endorphin is triggered even in a fake laugh. Your body can't tell the difference. You just start laughing, ha 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 ha. You actually start to trigger the endorphins just by laughing deliberately. You actually beginning to laugh, you begin to trigger something. That endorphin is triggered by fake laugh. Or in our case, as a Christian, where we begin to do what God says and faith laugh. Faith, not fake. Faith laugh.
و همینطور برای ما به عنوان یک مسیحی در خداوند این موضوع وجود داره، یعنی که یعنی زمانی که ما در خداوند هستیم و ایمان داریم به خداوند، با داشتن ایمان و عشق ایمانی به خداوند،
what would you do
چه کاری انجام میدید؟
If you got £1,000,000
اگه 1,000,000 pounds
داشتید
چیکار میکنید؟ همین الان
طبیعتاً
یه ابراز علاقه،
we would hear you laugh. We would all know about it. If faith knows it has what it is asked for when it asks. My Father has already given it. He's pressed the delivery. It's on the way.
یعنی چی؟ یعنی که قبل از اینکه ما بیان کنیم خداوند میدونه، چون ایمان داریم و خداوند دکمه دیلیوری زده و در مسیر برای دریافت شده.
Oh yes, we start to get excited about that healing, excited about the provision.
وقتی این موضوع رو دریابیم حالا شروع میکنیم و خوشحال میشیم، خوشتن میشیم میکنیم که درباره دیدگاه نسبت خداوند، درباره دریافت شفا و تمام این موضوع بیشتر بدونیم.
You see, you know, we laugh even when it's not appropriate. I mean, have you ever seen those comedians on the TV? You know, they're swearing, but it's just incredibly funny. You just can't help yourself but
laugh.
Or you see that video, and the person goes flat into the lamppost, and you just like, I'm trying not to laugh.
و ما میخندیم کارش احمقانه بوده مثلا.
You know, you're hoping it wasn't too painful for them.
و خب تنها کاری که ما میکنیم امیدواریم که خیلی براشون درد نداشته باشه.
And as long as it didn't happen to you, you're okay with it.
و خب ولی برای خودمون وقتی اتفاق میفته نمیخندیم.
As long as it wasn't someone that mattered to you.
You see,
God is the original laugher. He's the one that's designed us this way. God designed you and me to laugh. In fact, in Psalm 2, it says, God laughs from heaven when the nations rage.
توی مزامیر دو میگه خداوند از بالای آسمان ها میخنده وقتی که میبینه یک ملتی به یک توفیق دست پیدا میکنه.
In fact, in Psalm 37, he laughs at the wicked because he knows what's going to happen to them.
و میگه که خداوند حتی میخنده. توی باب 3 میگه که خداوند میخنده به افرادی که دچار شیطنت هستن یا نیت بدی دارن، بخاطر اینکه میدونه چه آینده ای در انتظارشون خواهد بود.
You know, God laughs over us.
میدونی حتی خداوند داره به روی ما میخنده.
But not because we're going to be destroyed, but because he knows our destiny. He who began a good work in you is going to see it through to completion.
و این راه و این مسیری که خداوند برای ما در نظر گرفته چطور به سرمنزلگاه درست خودش میرسه.
Hey, that's something to laugh about.
و این یه موضوع خیلی خوبه که باید
He who began the good work in me is going to complete it.
از اینکه خداوند کار خوب رو در درون من آغاز کرد و من رو فعال کرد و اون رو به عهده ظهور و نقطه
That's something to laugh about.
و این نکته مهم و خوشایند کننده ای که باید بخندی برای
And if it doesn't make you happy just hearing it, maybe just practice laughing.
و خب اگر واقعا دونستن این موضوع به خودی خود باعث خنده شما نمیشه سعی کنید یاد بگیرید همین کنید که بخندید
Just saying it makes people laugh, doesn't it? Ha ha ha.
گفتن همین سه کلمه ها 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 باعث خنده میشه درست میگم؟
It sounds so stupid.
خیلی به نظر احمقانه میاد درسته؟
It sounds so stupid that we think, why am I doing it?
خیلی احمقانه به نظر میاد که حتی با خودمون بپرسیم چرا داریم اون کار انجام میدیم؟
But you see, we respect the devil too much.
اما میدونید حقیقت اینه که ما خیلی احترام زیاد برای شیطان قائلیم.
We think if we're too boastful about what God's going to do, the devil will get us.
فکر میکنیم که اگر زیاد فکر نکنیم به خداوند و اگر فکر زیاد مسیح رو دنبال روی نکنیم شیطان به ما دستش پیدا میکنه.
But God says in Psalm 2, I've installed my son.
ولی خب خداوند در مزامیر دو میگه بهمون میگه من فرزندم رو دوباره
Kiss the son lest he be angry.
و بوسیدن فرزند باعث از بین رفتن عصبانیت.
And when the nations rage
و زمانی که ملت اون توفیق دست داشت
He laughs.
خداوند میخنده.
So God laughs every time the enemy comes to attack you because he knows.
خداوند هر چیزی که یک فردی به ما حمله میکنه و دشمنمون به ما حمله برمیشه میخنده.
God knows he who began a good work and he is going to complete it.
بخاطر اینکه خداوند میدونه که کار خوب رو شروع کرده فقط ما باید شرطش اجرا کنیم که اون انجام بده.
Your faith is just about to get proved to be right and genuine.
و ایمان ما داره به عرصه ظهور در میاد و امتحان داره قرار میگیره تا ببینیم که کار خوب خداوند در درنمایه.
If you knew that test you got 100% on every single time would you be relaxed when you went in or not?
میدونید اگه قرار بود مسابقه یه تست شرکت کنید اگر 100 بار قبلی تست داده باشید و بدونید سوالا چیه آیا بار 101م استرسی دارید برای اون دیگه
If you knew I've just got to turn up
اگر خوب میدونستید میگه فقط تنها کاری که باید انجام بدم
I've just got to write my name there
فقط باید اسمم روی اون لیست بنویسم
Jesus just completed all the answers
و عیسی خداوند تمام پاسخ ها رو نوشته
Come on Doesn't that start to get you a bit excited
احساس خوشحالی آدم دست میده وقتی اینجوری باشه
I put my name And Jesus completes the answers. I've got to turn up. That's the test bit. That would make you start to laugh about the exam. See, God wants you in on the joke. If the devil knew what it was going to happen when he crucified the Prince of Glory, he would never have done it.
میدونی اگه شیطان میدونه چه اتفاقی و چه سرنوشتی براش دچار میشه زمانی که داشت اون وجهه حقیقی خودش رو به صلیب میکشید برای کار اشتباهش هیچ وقت کار انجام نمیده.
He's still stupid.
هنوز هم احمقه.
That's why he attacks you and me.
به خاطر اینکه داره به ما اشتباهاً حمله میکنه.
He doesn't realize he's setting us up for a miracle.
به خاطر اینکه نمیدونه چه اشتباهی داره میکنه با این اشتباهاتی که داره انجام میده داره موقعیت رو برای ما بهتر میکنه که معجزات و ایمان ما به خداوند بشه
That's why it says in Ephesians it says be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power
برای همینه که توی افسوسیان بهمون میگه و میگه که در خداوند شاد و فرامان باشید و قوی باشید چون که خداوندی که به ما قدرت رو میبخشه
That's why it says in Romans 12
و دقیقا این همین چیزیه که در رومیان 12 برامون بگیم
The very answer to the knowledge of God's will
پاسخ صحیح درباره ایمان ما به خداوند و دانش ما نسبت به اراده خداوند
That we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we know his good will
به واسطه این که ما مرتب ذهن خودمون در ایمان به خداوند رو تجدید میکنیم و بروز رسانی میکنیم باعث میشه که در خداوند بیشتر
See, James told us, don't speak about what you're going to do.
و خب یعقوب به ما گفت که درباره چیزهایی که میخواد انجام بدی زیاد صحبت نکن.
But Paul tells us, find out what the will is, so that you can speak it.
و خب پولس توی عهد جدیدترش اومد و این رو تجدید کرد و گفت که به نوعی برید و بیان کن و پیدا کن بدون اراده خدا من که و برای بقیه بگید.
See, our laughter is a weapon.
It's linked to our praise.
We do faith laughs. And as we begin to laugh about the issues, something starts to change. God begins to go to work. When you're worrying, you tie God's hands. By your unbelief, you disqualify yourself.
با باور نداشتن یا عدم باور خودتون باعث میشه که از اون موفقیتی که در انتظارتونه رد بشید، دیسکوالیفاید بشید.
So if despite what's going ahead, what you can see next week.
برخلاف هر موضوعی که در ذهن ما قرار داره،
start laughing at it.
شروع کنیم به مشکلات بخندیم.
God's in charge.
بخاطر اینکه خداونده که در این
God's in charge. Devil, listen.
شیطان باید گوش بده.
I gave that to the Lord. Because he cares. He has a solution. I don't yet know what it is, but it's on the way. And I'm going to start laughing now. I'm laughing now. Because I've already won. I've read the book. At the end, the book says, I win. The book says, I win. I can't lose. See, his joy comes from knowing my Father says,
و این لذت، این احساس شادمانی از این موضوع ساته میشه که خداوند پدر ما به ما گفته که
those cares
به فکر ما، برای ما اهمیت قائل
they were never yours to hold
و این چیزهایی که در زندگی ما وجود داره دائما و ابدا برای ما نیست
give them to me
اونها رو به ما ببخشید و به ما میبخشه
because I care
و اونها رو من به شما میبخشم بخاطر اینکه برای
I'm your supply
چون من فردی هستم
I'm your healer I'm your future. I am your salvation. Come on, let's just stand. Let's give him praise. Just stand. Praise the Lord. For his goodness. He cares for me. He cares for me. He is my Father. He is my King, my Lord. Ha 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 Just practice laughing. It's like, you just practice it and you just do a funny laugh, and the person next side beside you is going to struggle not to laugh.
شروع کنید بخندیدن و سعی کنید قهقه وار بزنید تا ببینید نفر بعدیتون هم چطوری شروع می‌کنه همین بی خودی خندیدن.
It's infectious.
میگم تاسف
باگی آه هللویا Just doing it for a minute or two, even just like that, affects you. You can keep that by drawing on the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't just laugh, He is joy in you. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
به خاطر اینکه شادی خداوند و وجود شادمان خداوند قدرت ما در زندگی است.
Joy comes to you.
و اون لذت و اون شادی به سمت ما.
I'm going to focus on that a bit more next week.
اجازه بدید که هفته آینده روی این موضوع بیشتر تمرکز داشته
باشم. There's joy this morning.
ولی خب شادی و خرمانی وجود داره امروز.
And as you need to receive joy, if things got a bit hard for you, I want to invite you to come up the front this morning. Maybe things have got a bit tough. Maybe things are just not working. Job situations, financial situations. And you need a touch from God.
و نیاز داریم به یک اصابت از خداوند، یک حرکت از خداوند.
Peter and team are going to lay hands. I want you to come up. I want your hands. I want you to. The person is going to ask you. They don't want to know what the details are. They just want to know that you're going here, Father. I give you this issue.
و خب دوستانی که میان و برای
اطلاعات
دقیق نیازی نیست بگم، فقط میان مسائل رو به دست فرزندان بسپارم.
Cast your cares on the Lord.
تمام مسائل و مشکلات خودتون
رو به خداوند
بسپارید. این یک دعوتنامه است.
It's an invitation.
یک دعوتنامه است.
And God's gonna fill your mouth with laughter.
و خداوندی که میاد و زبان و دهان شما رو با خنده و خرامانی پر می‌کنه.
Come on, the rest of us, we'll just practice laughing, shall we, for a minute? It sounds so crazy until you start laughing. It's a fake, isn't it? No, it's like faith. Unbelief. Therefore I laugh. As I believe.
So I speak.
My laughter is part of my speaking.
خندیدن من قسمتی از صحبت‌هایی که من دارم.
Those same vocal cords.
همون تارهای صوتی که باعث صحبت کردن میشه.
Produce the laughter sound.
همون تارها صدای خنده و آوای خنده رو تولید می‌کنن.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Joy. I thank you meeting needs, touching lives.
شکر می‌کنم پدرتون که زندگی‌ها رو لمس می‌کنی و فرزندان رو لمس می‌کنی.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's joy being released this morning. Cares, stresses being broken. Even if people don't think well of you, God does.
حتی اگر شما فکر کنید که اراده خداوند کمتره یا بیشتره، باز هم بیایید و اینو ببینید تا بفهمید اراده خداوند چیه.
The Lord laughs at your enemies.
خداوندی که به دشمنان خندید.
Oh, they think they can do something and God just laughs and goes and terrifies them in his rage.
و خب آنها وقتی که به سمت ما حمله ور میشن، خداوندی که با خنده خودش اونها رو جور میکنه.
But his spirit speaks to your spirit and says, you're a son. You're a son. You're a daughter. You are loved. You are loved. Cast your cares on the Lord. Because he cares for you. Just in your mind's eye, just close those eyes. Just see yourself throwing that issue away. It's not yours anymore.
به سمت خداوند پرتاب کنید، انگار که دارید یک.
It's the Lord.
جسم سنگین رو پرتاب میکنید.
Hallelujah.
شکر.
Hallelujah. And if you're not sure.
و اگر شما مطمئن نیستید.
About what would happen to you.
If
you don't have that sense of the Holy Spirit inside you,
you
believed in Jesus, but you're not sure whether he's really real to you.
And باور کامل دارید و منطقیه.
Today God wants to make sure.
خداوند امروز روزیه که میخواد شما به اون اطمینان بدید.
God wants you to take that step.
خداوند اون امروز روزیه که خداوند ازتون میخواد اون قدم رو بردارید.
And I'm going to pray.
و من دعا میکنم.
And I invite you to pray with me.
و من ازتون دعوت میکنم که شما به همراه من این دعا رو انجام بدید.
We're going to pray and we're going to give our lives to the Lord afresh.
و میخوام که بیایم به زندگی خودمون رو به طور تازه به خداوند دوباره ببخشیم.
We're going to pray and we're going to give our lives to the Lord afresh. Those of us who are saved already and those who are needing to give their lives to the Lord. And God's going to do something. So just pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I believe in him.
من به عیسی خداوند ایمان دارم.
I believe he died for me and he rose from the dead.
من ایمان دارم که برای من به روی صلیب رفت و از مرگ قیام کرد.
To qualify me for heaven.
تا اینکه منو به جایگاهی برسونه که در بهشت برین تو قرار بگیرم.
And I want to receive that life of Christ today.
من میخوام این زندگی مسیح رو امروز پدر دریافت کنم.
So I give you my life.
پس من زندگی خودم رو پدر به تو میبخشم.
In exchange for the life of Jesus.
در قبال دریافت کردن زندگی مسیح برای تو پدر.
Please forgive me for living my way.
لطفا منو ببخش به خاطر زندگی زمینی که در راه خودم داشتم.
And help me to live your way.
و به من آموزش بده تا بتونم چطور در راه تو قدم بردارم ای پدر.
And fill me with your Holy Spirit. That I would have that power of God inside me. The life of God inside me. That I would know I'm a son and a daughter of the King of Kings.
داشتن افتخار خدمت به رهبر رهبران و پادشاه پادشاهان.
So today I give you my life.
پس امروز زندگی خودم رو به تو میبخشم پدر.
And I thank you that you promise.
و تو رو شکرت میکنم به خاطر اینکه وعده به من دادی پدر.
Always works.
و اون وعده هایی که دادی همیشه کارآمده و پاسخ.
So I receive that life today.
پس من امروز اون زندگی رو دریافت میکنم.
In Jesus' name.
در نام عیسی مسیح.
Amen. 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 Now, if you just prayed that, I want you to have the boldness to come out and see Peter and Jill.
و اگر این دعا رو با هم تکرار انجام دادید و اولین بار بود این دفعه دو زبان استفسان برای افرادی که اولین بار بودین کارو انجام
Because we have a Bible we have some gifts we want to give you.
حالا عزیزمون بگید.
They're going to explain more fully what that means that decision.
و بهتون توضیح خواهند داد کتابای مقدس هست که بهتون تعظیم می‌کنیم و بهتون توضیح خواهند داد چه موضوعی هست.
Because God wants to give you his joy.
بخاطر اینکه خداوندی که میخواد لذت‌ها و شادی خودش رو به شما ببخشه.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dear man.